All right. This is hysterical literature. I will be reading from The Variable Man by Philip K. Dick. One. Security Commissioner Reinhardt rapidly climbed the front steps and entered the council building. Council guards stepped quickly aside, and he entered the familiar place of great whirring machines. His thin face rapt, eyes alight with emotion, Reinhardt gazed intently up at the central SRB computer, studying its reading. Straight gain for the last quarter, observed Kaplan, the lab organizer. He grinned proudly, as if personally responsible. Not bad, Commissioner. We're catching up, then, Reinhardt retorted, but too damn slowly. We must finally go over, and soon. Kaplan was in a talkative mood. We design new offensive weapons they counter with improved defenses. And nothing is actually made. Continual improvement. But neither we nor Centaurus can stop designing long enough to stabilize for production. It will end, Reinhardt stated coldly, as soon as Terra turns out a weapon for which Centaurus can build no defense. Every weapon has a defense. Design and discord, immediate obsolescence. Nothing lasts long enough to. What we're counting on is the lag, Reinhardt broke in, annoyed. His hard gray eyes bored into the lab organizer, and Kaplan slunk back. The time lag between our offensive design and their counter development, the lag varies. He waved impatiently towards the massed banks of SRB machines. As you well know, at this moment, 9:30 a.m., May 7th, 2136, the statistical ratio on the SRB machine stood at 2117 on the center side of the ledger. All facts considered, the odds favored a successful repulsion into the Proxima Centaurus of the Terran military attack. The ratio was based on the total information known to the SRB machines on a gestalt of the vast flow of data that poured in endlessly from all sectors of the Sol and Centaurus systems. 2117 on the Centauran side, but a month ago, it had been 2418 in the enemy's favor. Things were improving slowly but steadily. Centaurus is older and less virile than Terra. Was unable to match Terra's rate of technocratic advance. Terra was pulling ahead. If we went to war now, Reinhardt said thoughtfully, we would lose. We're not far enough along to risk an overt attack. A harsh, ruthless glow twisted across his handsome features, distorting them into a stern mask. But the odds are moving in our favor. Our offensive designs are gradually gaining on their defenses. Fuck. Let's hope the war comes soon, Kaplan agreed. We're all on edge. This damn waiting. The war would come soon, Reinhardt knew it intuitively. The air was full of tension. The Elan. He left the SRB room and hurried down the corridor to his own elaborately guarded office in the security wing. Oh, fuck. It wouldn't be long. He could practically feel the hot breath of destiny on, fuck, his neck. For him, a pleasant feeling. His thin lips set in a humorless smile, showing an even line of white teeth against his tan skin. Oh, fuck. It made him feel good. All right. He'd been working at it a long time. First contact 100 years earlier had ignited instant conflict between Proxima Centauran outposts and exploring Terran raiders. Fuck! Flash fights, sudden eruptions of fire and energy beams. And then the long dreary years of inaction between enemies where contact required years of travel, even at nearly the speed of light. Two systems were evenly matched, screen against screen, warshipped against power station. The Centaurian Empire surrounded Terra. An iron ring that couldn't be broken, rusty, and corroded as well. Shit, I lost my place.
Oh, fuck. Fuck, where am I?
Radical new weapons had to be conceived if terror was to break out. Through the windows of his office, oh fuck, Reinhardt could see endless buildings and streets. Terror's running back and forth. Fuck, fuck. Bright specks that were commuter ships, little executed businessmen, and white collar workers around. The huge transport tubes had shot masses of work into factories and labor camps from their housing units. All these people waiting to break out, waiting for the day. Reinhardt snapped on his white screen, the confidential channel. Give me military designs, he ordered sharply. He sat tense, his wiry body taut. Oh, fuck. As the vid screen warmed into life, Abruptly, he was facing the hulking image of Peter Sharikov, director of the vast network of labs under the Ural Mountains. Sharikov's great bitter features hardened as he recognized, shit, Reinhardt, god fuck, his bushy black eyebrows pulled up in a sullen line. What do you want? You know I'm busy. Fuck, we have too much work to do, as it is, without being bothered by politicians. I'm dropping over your way, Reinhardt answered lazily. He adjusted the cuff of his immaculate gray cloak. I want a full description of your work and whatever progress you've made. You'll find a regular departmental report plate, fuck, filled in the usual way around the fucking office. So please. Fuck! If you'll refer to that, you'll know exactly I'm not interested in that. I want to see what you're doing. And I expect you to... Oh, fuck! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Go! Oh, shit! Fuck! Oh, my God! Oh! Dougie! That was The Variable Man by Philip K. Dick.